Pasuk says, Michav, Bo, Gilbilam. Vispak is kapo, Vim, Bo, Gilbilam. Loka, Vaybeker, Sicha, Vahine, Virach, the Mark Zeshalish Palm. So, the halacha, the Mishnah, the Beitza, Koshkano, Misha Mishvus, Misha Mishvus, Misha Mitzvah, the Shabbos, Chayamil and Yomtiv. These are actually the Chayim, means Rabbanan, the things that are Aser, means Rabbanan. The Mishnah gives a list of things that are Aser, Misha Mishvus. You know, climb a tree, you know, ride an animal, you know, swim, you know, to clap, you know, to dance. And so what are these misapkin? Misapkin is clapping, rock is dancing. Yerushalmi says, what does it mean to be, to clap? What does clapping mean? Misapkin. He says, clapping means, chariz mash medafka b'chayagamen is it aser, that you're doing it mitaych anger. You're clapping, you're venting your frustrations and you're banging your hands one against the other in anger. And the Shalmi marshals our pasuk as a proof to that. Vayisapek as kapov. So that's what we learned, that misapkin from our pasuk, which is always my words, we talk about it, this is parasha, that is Shalmi learns that from his pasuk. And that's interesting, the Mishavur also, some guy claps just like down for no reason, it's mashmet smutter. Because look at the Mishnah Berurah Taka. Shalmi says Dafki's doing it in anger. And then the Mishnah adds, he says, Bein ba'avlo b'chamasa l'er tzar, Bein machma simcha. The guys are stam, you know, stam clapping his hands for no reason, not to mer simcha, not to mer tzar, then there's no hergeshim over here, it's mashma, there won't be a problem. Now, the reason for this iser, says in the Gemara, there's a gezeir Hashem yisak in klei shir. That's the Rambam brings down. Maybe you'll fix a musical instrument. It's called over shugma malachis because it's makapatish yichayim. Therefore, it's also to be mashmir kol bein klei shir. You know, play musical instruments. You know, be mashmir kol with any instrument. That's why maybe we'll get to later. The shayla about using a door knocker. How we call those things? The front. What? Knocker? So you can't use that on Shabbos either, Mishbura says, because it's a kli, and you'd be mashmir kol with a kli, even though you're not doing it in an oifen, in a musical, with a beat. Don't do it with a beat, for sure. So you don't do it with a beat, it's still aser. Now, what? We just started the shiur. We finished the shiur. We still have a question. Like stomping on the table, banging the table for with a beat. The beat is also. What? I know. Give me a chance. We'll see the art table. I say no head there.
Fine. But the visa first man is the problem. Same shiur.
No. No. Whistling is. We'll see. We'll get to that. Whistling. Guy says the fair that it's mutter.
Right. I know it's mutter. But my question is why.
Oh, so why don't you ask that? So you should have said.
That was. I was like asking. All right then.
So, whistling. You want to know why whistling is not a problem of Hashma's call? Well, there's no kli. Saying, why isn't it clapping? Why are you whistling different than clapping? You're doing it. Whistling like singing, yeah. Whistling like singing. A lot of singing. No desertion of time to play, they're singing. Like whistling like singing. My father has a very interesting story about whistling. And a friend of his was once in a shul and like non-stop talking like as well as shots, like here's a terror. He's like, couldn't take anymore. He gets up there, puts his two fingers in his mouth, and gives a shrill whistle. Like, Mom, everyone starts, what? So, I whistle on Shabbos. Blah, 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 blah. You know, he's like, talk during Chazal Shatz, and God love him inside. Talk during Chris Tire, Rav Fair. But the whistle, the Ramas and the Fairish, you're allowed to whistle on Shabbos. Fairish, Ramas, you're allowed to whistle on Shabbos. That all of a sudden, okay, right there. Says the Ramba. Lahakais, if you can ask the Mashmir Kol, etc. Lahakav Esval Karaka, Luach, or one against the other, Kederach, Kederach HaMishayrim, like the beat, Al Kashkas, as I ego is Matinoik, some type of crude bell, Faisos, Sachin Boy Bizug, and you put have a knock in a cleat, it makes noise. That all is also Shem Misapkin Kleishim. Hey Misapkin, says the Rambam, Le Merakdin, Im Tafim Mishapkin, because there Shem Misapkin Kleishim, Sapkin, Klachayad, but there's that there, the clap, you know, that way, that Klachayad, Rambam says, it's Mutter, because there is no Gezer.
What? What's the difference
you make
it to a
bit? Who said there's a difference? You're not clapping, you're not doing, you're not banging the bit either. Rambam is the Verish. Rambam. You know, I'll bang anywhere. Al karka, the Rambam says, look, we listen. I feel lahakas be etzba al karka. Etzba al karka. On the table. Oy al luach. It's awesome. The Rambam says it's awesome. What do you want?
Is it musical?
It's there. You might fix the musical instruments. That's exactly. Now, Taisvis in. What did you understand? Zigzer Shem Yisat Klesh. No, you'll fix the Klesh. What? You know, we're just on the ship. You'll keep quiet for a little bit. Get a little, you know, I'm moving a little bit. Maybe you'll understand a little bit. Zog Taisus. The Daf Bimeyim. Shrei Bekiyim Lasses Kleshir Shayach L'Migzer. In those days, they were Bekiyim to be able to make, to fix and to make Kleshir. Avalidan ain't onu bekiyim lases klei shir. Today we're not baki in making a klei shir. Lefikach loy v'shayich lemigzer. Say thaisus.
Yeah.
It,
why is he taking it that it has to be like a hush of a klee for music? If I make a simple garbage drum,
okay, but no one says Tyson, today we're not bekiyim to make a klee shir. Okay, today, like Hill said, no one goes around making instruments. We don't do that. We buy instruments. We don't make instruments. We just don't. Crude or not crude, we don't make instruments.
Now, I saw a guy by a museum. He was using it. Pots and like
because he was trying to show what they used to do on Mal, but today no one does that. No one in a museum. You don't see someone by Chasna.
Wasn't in a museum.
Using
he was outside a museum. He was collecting money.
Okay, fine.
Turn the
trash can off. Well, first of all, to take a pot and turn it over and bang it, that's not, you're not even answer. There's no CS Klee over there, right? Now, effective ACIs have a very strong question here. What do you mean? The Gemara Beitza says, "Afal pish is batal atam." The gzeir is not in this batal. You have gzeir is chazal. So generally speaking, we say, even if the reason for the gzeir is batal, the gzeir remains. So how could I say that since we don't make klishir, not bekim to make klishir, the gzeir is batal. Zok the Beisereser, which is a very difficult teretz, that he shtels it to the halacha that mashkin megulin, right? If you the halacha is usher to drink liquid that was uncovered, zechshash, maybe some snakes got to it, sakana. So we say though, but man is there. The person will say it's not a problem because it's not shchich snakes. Therefore, it's mutter. You have a kiddush, maybe it's Muhammad, etc. But so therefore, says the Beis Yosef, Tais is a medama, clapping to Mayim Megulin. The Gaon Kiddu is machmir very much, even today. And the Gaon's logic is that even technically, he might not have gezeira. He says that when the Chazal make gezeira, there are sometimes many other reasons for the gezeira than what's said the Farish in the Gemara. So merely knows one of the reasons are batal. You don't necessarily know that other reasons are batal. Therefore, the guy was makrim on my megulin. So basically, that's the logic behind Taisus. Now, says basically that not everyone agrees to Taisus even because he brings down a marik. Marik says, "Mishayim ben haigai." And Simchas Tari, you're allowed to dance. Mishas when you have the kafis. Why? It's kavod atayra, and it's only gezeira. So they were makel for kavod atayra. So the basic Yosef, it's mashma that he's hardly eating his man as at the time of Haggain, and yet he doesn't say because his man is at no gezeira b'chal, right? Why do you say a lot of dance and stare? Because kavod atayra. Let him say because his man is at no gezeira. El mai says the basic Yosef, it's mashma of Haggain held that be'etzem the gezeira applies even his man as at. El mai is special head there all simple stare. So his mashma Tais disagrees with Taisvis, the Ben Haiga disagrees with Taisvis, and therefore he just points out that even Taisvis is subject to Machlokes Rishonim. Now,
that's dancing.
That's the answer to what?
That's dancing, right?
And what?
No. Clapping is different.
Why is clapping different?
Making a shear.
What's the difference? Taisvis not too much. Dancing versus clapping.
Well, maybe
they're probably having to talk about clapping, but he's not about that dancing. So no one's mechaber dancing.
Maybe
no one's dancing.
Maybe
but it's not true. But the Mishnah says dancing. I was saying they get together. Amar Akdin, maybe Esar Sapkin, maybe it puts it right together. What do you want?
Everyone because you're gonna be mistaking.
Yes, of course. It's all the same. There. Now the Shah of Chuvah's Teres Chesed is the man of Beis Yosef. He says, what's the right for Maya Magulin? Hello? What's the right for Maya Magulin? Why not? And over there, that Taka the Paisim say that I, Maya Magulin, wanted to say, but the Tamba, Le Bat the Gezerah. What's Pchal to have the Maya Magulin? Hagufa, what happened to Gemara Bates that says, but the Tamba, Bat the Gezerah? So Paisim say, if it was even Rishayim, I don't remember now, the Paisim say that, no, because over there, even in the time of the Gezerah, it's before the Gemara and the Halacha that there were places that didn't have snakes. It was mutter. So in other words, we see that b'chatchil the gzeira wasn't a gzeira across the board. And this is the reason for the gzeira, but they made a gzeira. Even b'chatchil there were different halachas based on the time of the gzeira. There were certain coolers. So mainly we say now the whole time is batal. The gzeira is batal as well. That's what.
What about the gain?
That's the sheet of the guy. It's not the sheet most
people
know
the
guy. If
in a different place, when they were Misakin the Gzeira, it was Mutter, so. Huh?
We went after other reasons. Go ahead. Now, so this, the Tairas Chesed over here, Shtel's wants a Shtel Su, Chubas and Rosh. Where already the Gemara says that Sadin Betzitzis is potter. We don't wear a beggar of Dal Kamfis of Sadin. You potter put it on Tzitzis. Pishna. The beggar of Pishni potter. There's a difference for us with Gzeira, Otuxus Laila, because you know there's a main problem applying. Right? If you put up on Sadin, a beggar of Pishna, you put Tzitzis of Semer, it's Payim, but it's only with the B'shas Mitzvah, Semele, with the Zeira, Otu, Sos Laila, etc. Yeah? So, because why? Because Tcheles has to be Semer, right? So that's the Zeira. So Zeira you're going to put on Tcheles. Now, Zog Dirosh, because Man Azeh, we don't have Tcheles. Semele, there's no Zeira. There's no Zeira. So therefore, he says, "I dovish a minion, need minion achlati, right? Something that was nigzar b'minion, bezna gadol. So you need a v'im l'min. Whatever you need a minion achlati, right? So he says, keep the time is you do it in his batla time, batla is mele. Since everyone knows the reason why you can't wear, the reason why you don't put tzitzis on a beggar shal pishna is gzeira atu." Otu Chelis. Everyone knows that. I'm not sure everyone in this room knew that, but everyone knows that. And Meila says the Rosh that Bizman Azeb, we don't have Chelis, there's no Gezer. Akpan, what do you see from the Rosh? You see a big Yisai. The Namish big Yisai. Says Taras Chesed, we see from the Rosh that this the cloud, that a Gezerah that was done even though the tam is bottled, the gezer is not bottled. That's not talking about when something's not well known. Something that's well known, it's not a problem. So Meili says, grabe musical instruments, grabe clapping and stuff. Everyone knows. So Meili, anything you want to say? So Meili also. It's the only problem. There is the only problem. Exactly, people don't know the reason. The Meila. There'll be matem now. The matem even when Zera does apply. But people, something people know the reason. I guess it's assuming people know the reason. Chantaisi once said, people know, everyone knows the reason why you can't clap. You know, again, I'm not sure everyone in this room knew that. But upon him, he said, everyone knows. Everyone. So Meila, since it is well known, therefore there's no problem of batal tam loy batal hagezer. Now, so that's one mahalach to answer. The second mahalach to answer Beis is kash. Okay, the first mahalach Beis Yerayim himself bestells the about the mayim gula, which is very difficult to bestell. And the second pshat is that it's well known. The third pshat is from Moshe, which is also very difficult. It's very difficult. I didn't understand what he's saying. Kids, he wants taina. See, there's a halacha that when Chazal make a gzeira, ain't gzeira and gzeira al tzibur el kain roev tzibur chayim lamed by. Chazal can't make a gzeira unless they're confident that the gzeira won't be too much and people will be able to handle the gzeira. Gzeira, it's too much. People just can't handle it. And the Chazal initially don't make that gzeira, and it's mashbi even if afterwards the. It was, you know, when they made it afterwards, it was people just stopped doing it. It was just too much. Also, the gzera might become bottled. So, kitzur Moshe has also the Taira. They're over here also together with Pashti Yisurim and Rav Yisrael. Again, the child is how he gets to that. You can take a look; it's not so clear. But that he wants to use that idea of a gzera that's. That's not Pashta the Brave Yisrael, that didn't spread out. And in God's Bai Yisrael, the Xeria becomes bottom. But again, also he says it's only to explain Taisus, but the Maisa Bechaber, Pascha's not like Taisus, and Meila, he says it's not so Pashta Bechal, certainly Bal Nefesh, Shri Machmir, learning this. Abadina, Maisa, he says Chazina, we see people are making. What's the Shekhan Aruch? What's the end of Shekhan
Aruch? Is that a reason to be made? We see people being made. People make up that.
Mice, the Ramaz make. It's not like Ramaz make. Now, what's the end of Shekhan
Aruch? He means the Ramaz.
He said that. Ties the Ramaz. No, Chazil and Makil doesn't mean the Ramah. It means people are Makil, so.
Alright.
Say it. Exchange your Chanak. Aim at top Chalak is Kafal Yerach. No, doing this to Chil and Chavez. Kafal Yerach. Listen, read, listen. Stop talking and listen. Aim at top Chalak is Kafal Yerach. It's also the Lahak is Kafal Yerach on Chavez. Why, Mesapkin, Lahak is. No, I'm sorry. Kaf al kaf. Loi misaf lahak is kaf al yerach. Loi merak mi can't dance. Gezer shem misaf kleishir. All these three is gezer shem misaf kleishir.
Even when you're not singing, they're always saying stomp. They bang on the table. Nothing's going on.
Just stomp it for no reason. So okay, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. Lamash, let's say you want to snap your fingers to wake someone up. You want to clap to wake someone up, right? I'll do that. We'll see about that. It's not so partial.
It's not
about this. It's not about like that. To bang your palm against your yerach. This is your yerach. You say it means this. It says kafal yerach. I don't know why. Who told you that it means this and not that? Cool. Okay. Right. Kashkis be'egos the tinnah to have the knot in the cup and you know shake it the rattle the kitzur the primitive rattle yeah etc. All these things gzeira Hashem beisak pleishir. Well, sabik lachiyah we said the Rambam we saw before his mother. Yeah.
Okay.
Zog the Ramah. Hold the Misapkin rocked it. People clap, people dance today. Loy machina, we're not meicha. So he says, Mutav Shishay Gival Yom Azidin. The clown. That sometimes it's better not to tell people that it's Asr, because they can do it anyway. And Mutav Shishay Gival Yom Azidin. Yesha Imri says the Ramah, Zman Azeh Hakol Shari. Eilun Bekin, Masiz Kleishir. Lech Lemigzer, Shem Yisachin Kleishir. The Milsla Yishchiachu. The Efshir Shal Zeh Noigu Lahakol. And we just saw Moshe is not very happy about this minute. And so about Nefer Shem Yishir Machmir, etc. Fine. Efshir Shal Zeh Noigu Lahakol. Now, Zakim Mishibura. Now, when the Ramah says, and the meaning is lahakol bakol, he means tipuach sibagarikud, but not actually, you know, using a rattle or something like that, using something a kli that makes noise. That the Ramah didn't mean. Even though lachayir it's saying this isus, you know, the vita isus, that there's no reason for the exer anymore. Chayr should make a difference. I'm sure it's mechalik. He said, "I feel be tipuach rikud. Ain't kedai laniach a minog shloim makan mitzvah el mishem anachlam." So even dancing and clapping, he says, really, it's only if there be a problem of mutvishay ayum zidim. Only makan mitzvah maybe can make. The only hetter would be really is a mutav shishay ma'alim mizidim. The meila, if it's somebody that if you tell him he would listen, then you don't have the club. It's not, you know, it's only v'inyan. Then the Be'alach gives a whole shmuz over here against, I guess in some places there was mixed dancing on Shabbos. So he gives a whole shmuz over there. Besides this of emisapim merakdim. There's also sneeze issues, and if he's a shire frying, he says if you problem with Xera. But Bami writes, and then he writes that, and he says, you do it, they ain't chilik, the source the pnuya, it's no difference, the erva, his man is there, single girls are all ervas anyway, because they're nida, so it doesn't make a difference, any HSH or nida, or a psula, there's still a problem, oh, you have the Rambam, this is the raisa of Kiribasa, the Sikri of Gals Harvasa, you have a lot of the raisa, even if the Rambam is only Rabbanon, but the kids are the kids. Now, so Gabe, the etzim het of the Ramah. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, he has an interesting question. He says, that what are you telling me that we're not bekiyim the clay shear? But it's true, we're not bekiyim to make a clay shear. But to fix a clay shear, we are bucking. Anyone that has a guitar, right, knows how to tune the guitar. You have to tighten it, loosen it, and that's makav patish, that's an isnaraisa. Or the string rips, you have to tie it, whatever it is. Anyone that has that type of musical instrument has to learn how to do these things, right? So therefore, to change the string, to tie the string, whatever it is. So Mela says, Aruch HaShulchan, and that's those isnaraisa. So Mela, so therefore he says, is chalila levat b'shvus drabanam if a time came. The Aruch HaShulchan, the big makel here, he says chas v'sholem because of these svaros of the Ramah to b'mavatla and fair shvus the Mishnah in Beitza which answers.
But you could be one could be mechalik. So no, you're not gonna. It's exer. You're gonna have a kli and then be mizak in the kli. Talk about making it clear, right?
Oh, so like this. So the answer to Aruch HaShulchan's kasha we really base it on Minchas Elazar, which Chug Minchas Taka makes when you're fixing, if you're making a nuclei or fixing a plea. Because the Minchas Elazar was done, the guy with the minig of Hasidim, that they dance on Shabbos, they clap on Shabbos, they're not makbe. So first he wants to say, "V'chayir the same mechadar Rama, ma'aser masa, that's a masa chimekel." Rama brings down the Yesh Makilin, Paisus. Well, it could be that you saw, the hatter of Chasidim, why they're mekel. But then he says, though, "V'chayir is a problem." All right, the reform, I guess, cute started that way, and based on this Rama, they had an organ in the shul, etc. Right? When the chachila, they were kilu, somewhat, connected to halacha, right? So I had that organ. Apparently, the official psak was that it's mutter. Why? Because the Ramah. The Ramah says, that's why they had an organ on Shabbos. Apparently, it seems that he's quoting as he did. Apparently, that was the original mahal. It wasn't just, we don't care. No, we're working within the system. Open Judaism. Now, so he says, Amela, how can we, us Chassidim, how can we go ahead and be makled and dance and sing based on Ramah, if that was the whole Yisrael of the Reform and they allowed an organ in the shul? So he says, no, it's not a tiny. He says, why? Because he means down in the Shire Ephraim that this is we say Taka, we're not Bekiyim. The pshat is that you're not bekiyim to make a nuclei. We're talking to fix a kli. We are bekiyim. So Merely says the heter of Taisvis, that we're not bekiyim, is not a heter to play musical instruments on Shabbos, because we're not bekiyim. Anyone that has a musical instrument knows how to fix it. And Merely is a chshash that Shemis, they'll fix the kli shir. The whole heter of Taisvis is clapping when there's no musical instrument. Stop clapping and dancing where there's a gzeira that, oh, you're getting into it. Okay, let's get, we need some music for this. It's not enough, the clapping. So then you can go ahead and try to make a klesher. That Taisvis says, we're not bekiyim to make a klesher. But to play a musical instrument, which is also a gzeira, that maybe come to fix it, that Taisvis never said we're not bekiyim. That about the bekiyim. So Mela, the reform that are taking the Ramah to matter an organ, that is talking no heter. The Mela of Hashem came to just use it for clapping, that's the heter of Taisvis. And he says, Paish mikosh lubam, tzadikim yelch lubam, chasidim yarenenu. That was my answer with the Yehuda, right? When the whole anti Shemichud. So he wrote, Yehuda has a truth against the Shemichud. Do it. So he writes over there, says, Poishli Mikoshluma. So he changed it. Was it also a pasuk? Chasidim Tzadik Mielchuba, Poishli Mikoshluma. What? He said, change it to, instead of Poishli Mikoshluma, Chasidim Mikoshluma. That's what he writes in his truth. So I once heard that the one that reprinted, and someone came into the Sanzer Rebbe, the Rechaim, and he asked them that, maybe they should change the pasuk, the fight's over, so we could change the pasuk, right? Yehuda's shtok against the Hasidim, Hasid mi kashluba, we should change it back to the Paishim. He's going to say, the Yehuda made Parishim into Hasidim. You want to make Hasidim into Parishim? The change of back is worse. So, Agapanim, so maybe that's the Minchas Elazar's heter over here, basically based on the Rambam. That's what it's basically based on. Now, to Derech Agav, it brings an interesting discussion, which is minyan in a little bit, that the Ibn Ashur's Yankiv, very interesting, is matir, which is also that Mishnah, to go on a boat for Tzvil B'Tzvi. In the same mission there, you're not allowed to swim, you're not allowed to go on a boat, because also you might, you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos, but you might make a raft. Yeah? That same type of example. So, question, what about for Minyan? You're allowed to go on a boat, cross the river, for Minyan. She says, so same idea. He says, we're not keen to make a chodesh shel shaitin. Today we don't know how to make rafts. Right? So Mela, therefore he says it's mutter. So Mela, the Minchas Lazar wanted Taina, that maybe will be a heter for the dancing also. As you see, the Tzarech Mitzvah, we're Mekel. He says, no riot. Over there, it was Tzarech Mitzvah, it was a mitzvah. And even that, we'll see most Paiskim argue on the Shos Yankiv. You're not going to boat for Tefillah B'Tzibur. He said, but in our case, he died for the Mishnah, Stam singing, dancing, and Shabbos, there's no mitzvah. This says, Minchas Laz, Munkat Jereb is saying this, there's no mitzvah about it, that's before in the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah talks about some things are awesome, Shemeshvah, some things are awesome that are mitzvah. Shemitzvah, the Mishnah said over there. It's not over the Mishnah. And Shemeshvah is dancing. You see, there's no mitzvah to dance on Shabbos. That's what Minchas Laz says. Abubanim, Samael is no right from there. Oh.
What's the issue with the
Moshe from Shem.
I don't understand. When Roshana falls on Shabbos? What? It's not new then.
No, it could be.
It's because it says there the Rabbah, he might carry 4 amos. Now, Gabretzim of the Shos Yankiv, so that Lamaisa, the Mechazal was Meramis, the Nadagun agrees to this. So Lamaisa built the Mishabura and the Shinla Metesa over there. He says, he's not talking about a case, a guy that had a chayv, the guy owed him money, and he heard that he was sick. The question was, would he allowed to hire a boat to get to the guy, because he's scared that the guy's going to kick the boat upon the pond. But, So the Shaila was, he said, Tzarech, Zimutter, he says, it's Aser, it's not Bar Ezek, etc. And he sends you to Simen Tav Reishit Gimel. Simen Taryag, what's Simen Taryag talk about? That says over there, that you're allowed to go, you want to be Mkal Pei Rabba, you want to go here Shir on Yom Kippur. And the only way to get to the Shir is to walk through a river. So you're allowed to walk through a river, the Rechitz is also Yom Kippur, you're allowed to walk through the river to get to the other side. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch, that you're allowed to walk through the river, but you can't swim. Because that's a Gzeira Midrabban, it's Shvos. Now, so Bimgadim, the Bimgadim is not Bimgadish. Because the Torah asks in the Bahar, he's dying from the Bahar, listen to the very interesting Torah. The Bahak says you're allowed to go through the river even until your neck on Yom Kippur. There's dafka until your neck. But if you have to swim, you can't swim to cross the river to go here to Shir on Yom Kippur. In fact, the Torah, the Mater Chitza, which according to some Mishnah means this is the Raisa. The Mater Chitza to go here to Shir is a Koshi Desh Mater, the Isra of swimming. So Ma'is Bechadesh is a Pelataka. He says, there's an instant. This is a Ferish Mishnah. That in Eimavirin for a Shaifer, you know, swim to get a Shaifer. So you see the Gzer Rabban is even by Tzarech Mitzvah. Elamai, this is the Omata for a Chitza. It's not the Pshat the Omata for a Chitza. Harer Chitza, it has to be a Chitza Shaltainu. In him, Yol is the Raisa, Rechitz is the Raisa, the Chamish Nurim is the Raisa, but it was Masa the Chachamim. A Melech is a lot of wash, a Kal is a lot of wash. Why did the Sharim say, ask for Rechitz Shaltainu? And the guy is going across the river, walking across the river to go to the Shir, it's not Rechitz Shaltainu. So, Melech, that's why it's Mutter. Mashenkin, when there's a hardcore Isidra Banan, they're not Masa Isidra Banan to go here to Shir. Rechitz is not Rechitz Shaltai, it's not an Issa Bechal. But the swim is awesome. So Mela, therefore the Bichadosh likes the Bahag, and Rechitz is not a problem. But Issa Shvus is also even Tzarech Mitzvah. So now there's Issa of swimming, the Issa of going in a boat is also even Tzarech Mitzvah. But Mela says the Prim Gadim, to go on a boat, even the for a minion, for Kriyas Torah, it's aser. It's aser. If you live in Venice, you have a problem. So, what do you do about Tefillah Mitzvah? But anyway, bottom line is that Shmos Yankiv that was Matir, Ma'is La'alach Mishbura says, no, back to dancing and clapping. Now, so the Menachas Elazar wants a taina that our dancing was not nichlal in the gzeir to begin with. So he says, Zman Chazal, it was a time when they used to have music, and they were dancing and clapping with the beat, with the music. So Meili says, but today we don't do that. That's not what we're doing. We're not dancing with music. We're dancing style. So Meili, Beish Hashem, Bepet, Shiri Simcha, Metapchem, Kaf Al Kaf, Tipuch Ba'alma, Loyal Peace, Sidre Hashir. So Meila, it's Mutter. Also he says, even dancing, he said, it's not like their dancing. Their dancing was like way ladies dance with the whole mahalach, the steps and this and that. That's the Isser, that's the dance of the Asser. But just time to dance wild, we're sitting dance, we have blay starim, enkan gzera, we're nachna guys dance, then stam, and we're just doing their own thing. That is no gzera, shem yisach mikleish here. Because it's not with a beat, it's not with a mahalach, and therefore you don't have that gzera. So Meili says, that's why sin was tired of.
Why should it go around? Why should it go lay though? I should
go away. Saying that the gzeir was never there for that. That wasn't the gzeir was on.
Like
this type of dancing, the gzeir was not. That's what.
Dancing in a circle also.
The gzeir was there.
Dancing like in a circle.
Not on this. This is not what was supposed to. Was that?
There was don't dance. What's the reason? Because
no, the gzeir wasn't
doing to.
No, just because we use the same word for both of those things doesn't mean that it was from the gzeir. The gzeir was don't dance. What does dance mean? It says dance, and we call this dancing also, but it's not dancing. If there was a particular type of dancing that Chazal had in mind, then it's not that.
It's been the same for like dancing in a circle, but that's not dancing. It's just like walking.
Okay, so we'll see about that also in a minute.
Yeah, there are like some machmirim that like won't go in a circle. If it's like you're just like holding hands, there's nothing going on. Just like holding hands or walking in a circle, and like people leave. Is there any?
Let's see. Yeah.
He's saying that only if it's with a beat. So if that's with your rosary, because you may come.
First, he's saying that maybe not for music. Then he's saying mechal also inside. That's the nature of the dance. It's two sparks. One, maybe it's not with music. It's the second of all, it's not the one. Is the dance is with the mahal, with the rhythm, with steps and this and that. My ladies dance. We're not just wall dance. That's the chiddush of the Menachas Elazar. And that he wants to explain. You know, besides the being Samech on the Ramah, he has another heter to match the minute of Chassidim that they dance.
If one does the same foot motion, that should be considered.
I think the way it sounds like, but first of all, he's not talking about that guy. He's not going around. He's talking about everyone just dancing on their own. That's what sounds like. But if just dancing in a circle, he's not talking about that. But it does sound though like he's saying it's not with steps. Like ladies have a dance, it's a whole, you know, mahalo of steps and this and that and movements. That's what he's talking about.
That's the whole, right?
Okay, so the horror maybe. I mean, that's maybe it's more like a thing.
I don't want like, you know.
Okay,
goes down.
Fine.
It's very easy to put yourself in that position. It's a problem. So why you dance? To dance in a way.
Okay, you're making your own gazelles now. You don't make your own gazelles. This was the gazelle. To make your own gazelle, you might do that from this.
People dance like that.
Make gazelles.
Change the way they dance while they're dancing. Especially about a wedding.
There's some sticky dancers.
A wedding is not a shop.
Okay. Kitzer. Now, so Gadir Rabbi Yosef takes very strong issue with this psak of Nechas Elazar, and he says, "Ainam el divin avias." To say that, so Migil Oyroza, Shibizmanam Oyim Tavchim Raknim, Raknim Kleishir. And they didn't dance, just, you know, just singing. Who said that? And this was this that he said. Well, he said, oh, clapping, he says, when people clap, right, they're clapping to beat, generally speaking, right? So even though it's Bepes, like, what's the difference? Kitzer. He's not very happy. But he himself says, that going in a circle is not a problem. Why? Not because you're just like not doing anything. No, sometimes you go in a circle, you do with levity, right?
No, but let's say you don't.
But he says not. He says a taina, which I don't think is a taina, based on Yishalmi, because Yishalmi says that rikud is the oiker aglai echad umanich achas. Pick up one foot and put down another foot. So, which is exactly what we do, Grada, when we dance in a circle. You go in and out, you're always one foot on the ground, you're going back and forth, you all pick up one foot, putting it in, right? Staying one on the ground. So, I don't know why going in a circle is not that. But, so, maybe Mr. Afro over here will
sin on it. I'll ask his son.
Okay, ask his son. Now, we mentioned before, Beis Yosef brings down Haggai, and in Simchas Torah, it's mutter, because it's mitzvah. Now, what about other mitzvahs? What about other mitzvahs? Other Simchas mitzvah? Kegoyin Nisuin. In those days, they used to get married on Friday. They would save themselves the cost of having a chasana meal. Friday night, the people have to eat anyway. The people, they would go home. They have the chuppah Friday afternoon before Shabbos. They would go home, eat their Shabbos. So they'd come back, and they would have cocoa or something, you know, serve something, you know, and that would be the extension of their Suda's Shabbos. And apparently, not even so long ago, but I think I once heard Mitzvah Zilberstein, he remembers as a kid, some big Rebbe Shechasana of Karuwe, Zilberstein, or some Rebbe Shechasana, where he remembers that they did. They came, went back, and they had kobo, they served kobo for the whole crowd. But anyway, I'm saying even not so long ago.
The Gzeir de Ramot, no?
What was the name? Gzeir de Ramot?
Weddings on Friday and Sunday or something.
What?
Not to have weddings on Friday and Sunday. Because, like, Sunday at least, because
you might come to Shabbos.
Or like you're running to Shabbos. On Friday, you might run into Shabbos or whatever, and then Friday. And
so, come that was the minute we've done. But anyway, let's figure it out. Now, the Beis of Chaim Zonnenfeld, says that in Yerushalayim, old Yerushalayim, the minute was. So Mishmur says, all the simchas you can. Only had this simchas Torah. even by simchas kavod Torah, you shouldn't use any type of, you know, bells or whatever, any type of instrument. Crude as maybe. Now, but the Reis of Chaim Zonnenfeld says the minhag Yerushalayim was to dance and to clap. By a chasana, was used to have the dancing Friday night after the meal, and he says, "Mutter." He says, "Ah, emilin mishabura." So he says, "Well, what's that?" Because forget the saimach, develop the saimach. Develop the saimach. He has a whole shikol tayra, which is against the mishabura himself, but he uses the mishabura against the mishabura. Because this, our whole sim is shilamet ches. In shilamet ches, it says that simach is nesuin. In a way, is we're more meikel than simchas Torah. Linyan what? It says over there that linyan amir nachri. You allowed to ask a guy to play music by chasana on Shabbos because the mocker is the Torah over there. That because chasana without music, the Torah says that. chasnut without Ravya, that chasnut without music is missing. Therefore, you'll have to tell a guy to play music on Shabbos. Real Nachri. For the chasn of Shabbos, for whatever reason, but
to save money,
putting themselves in a position where they have to use this.
Okay, so who says the problem? Shus to shus, makan mitzvah. Now, oh, so Meili says, so what do we see? Which we're on Tzimtzum Torah, doesn't say you'll have to have goyim play music on Tzimtzum Torah because you want to bump it up. Right? So Elamai, we see that Tzimtzum Chazakal is more important. So Meili says, if we're makel on dancing and clapping and Tzimtzum Torah, then we should also be able, we should be makel on dancing and clapping for chasana. That's the Shul Torah of Yitzchak Zonnenfeld. Why is it the minhag Yerushalayim was always the dance on the chasana that's on Shabbos? At least they gave a Shabbos brachos also, like usually after Shabbos brachos get up, they dance a little bit around the table. So chayra, you know, that's not the chasana itself, but chayra simchas chasana kal, chayra, Yitzchak will be had to also even on Shabbos. The minhag is even on Shabbos, but they dance a little bit, they can do, right? Thank you much, Rabbi. I'll let you know next week.
Friday night.
Samantha's
in college.
What do you mean?
You can dance Friday
night. Apparently.
Why?
That's the dancing that they just got married.
No. I'm talking about Ofer.
Who's my Ofer? I said next week.
I'm talking about Ofer.
I'm not.
There's no
someone supposed to call out an Ofer.
Like,
first of all, the kowl is not even there. Second of all, the chasna is not a chasna.
Maybe Samantha is not a chasna
either. Friday night for sure is not a chasna.
Why isn't she there?
Okay. Because they're not allowed to see each other for Fine. Now.
Top off.
Yeah.
They could?
What?
No.
No.
Facebook? Fine. Now, the Piskei Tshuvas brings down also, in this Mishbur, it says that we're machmir, not to dance, even by chasana. He brings down from the Marshal, it's Matir, Shem Sim Chazakala. And other places come as well. The Bem is like I said before, the Rashal based himself on the Torah. The Torah presented to Shem Rav Yoh says, Yilada, what we mentioned before, the Yilada tell a guy to Menagim play Shir, Tamir Lakusi b'moke mitzvah shar. Ve'ein simach chazakala b'loi klei Shir. Koshkin Hocha, b'im by a Jew, it's only in Rabban. The Mel is a Shvus to Shvus. But it's Mashma, it's mashma. That's more down Shulchan Aruch. Yesh batim loy makam lenagim klei shir b'chuppa. Ma says, I feel loy mal laakum l'sakin klei shir. Shari, mishum kav chos v'kal. Tell the grandma. The grandma says, not only Mechaber says you'll have to tell the guy to play. Says the grandma, what if you have a broken klei? You even want to tell him to fix it? Says the grandma. Chari Zappella. Me, but it's not as a Nogu. Avlachach Yasser, but it's not as a Nogu. Hakel. Whatever. He quotes the... So there's a few points in this Ramah which need clarification. Again, Ramah, the Rabachabah says, you can summon Mata to tell a guy, you know, not him. Comes along Ramah and says, even to tell him to fix the clay share is also Mata. Okay? Avlachach Yasser, not for Simus Chazakal, it's also. Me, it's not as a... He says, Nogu Lahakel. And he's mitzayin to what he talks about in the Ramah that we start off with, Mataisu is Lagabe Rikud. So you have to know what exactly is going on. Now, so the Mishavur is Maz, what's the head of the Torah? Because it's Shvus to Shvus, Makam Mitzvah. Right, we have that, no, that's the Klal. A double Rabbanon, so telling you, go ahead, do a Rabbanon, it's Mut Mitzvah. So the whole playing music instrument is Xer. Telling the guy is also Xer, Shvus to Shvus, Makam Mitzvah. Now he says, though, Yesh Mukadish Nogel Hachmizah, whatever. Now, what the Ramah said, he didn't allow to tell him to misakin klesh here, this is the charve shver, because here to my nes deraisa, right? So you have to say that the Ramah is going to feed the shita of the Baal Itter that holds that Amir Nochri, the Mokke Mitzvah, is mutter even when you tell him to do this deraisa. That's all the Mishmur talks about that Barichus, and he says that Shiloh of Yalat El Goy to turn on the lights for Shal Shudis and the Shul, whatever, it's dark. So then Mishmur brings down that Baker of Machmer, not like the Baal Yitter. He says it will kill the Kedoshis that sat, you know, Shal Shudis in the dark. Abinat El Goy, but Baker didn't know, there's Yeshul Melismar, Mashas Tchak, whatever it is. For tzarech mitzvah, again, it should be with the asking your own, not the passing your own, that there is a tzarech mitzvah, even tell goy to nisderais, so tzarech mitzvah. Now, so that's the chor of the Ramah is going with over there. Ramah said, you gotta tell the goy to msaka the klesh here, that's zicha the raisa. Take the money, it's the raisa, not the patent, it's the raisa. But now we say, l'mai, so we're not mako. The guy says also, so the guy says that this is the materium is only the fee, the Baal Itter, even Moch Dereis is Mutter. Now, the next part of the Ramah is also difficult. What?
There's no reason to go try hinting to the
guy to say it's Shvus the Moch Mitzvah is Mutter, you don't have to hint. There was no, the Chatchil, there was no Gzeir. You don't have to hint.
And there's no reason.
There's no.
It's no better.
Where it's mutter, there's no, you don't have to be the hint. Where it's usser, that doesn't help the hint. Meaning, what I'm trying to say is that the heter of hinting is totally misunderstood and totally abused. Okay? Because if we're already on this topic, I wasn't going to go into this, but I'm mentioning it. Okay? Hinting is only mutter when there's no hana from the melacha directly. Okay? So you can't tell hint to a guy to turn on an air conditioner or to turn on a light. You can hint to a guy to turn off the air conditioner or turn off the light. Okay? And that's very clear. So people don't, a lot of people don't realize that. And people just, you know, hint to a guy. The guy comes on his own. The guy comes to the room. It says, why are you sitting here? It's dark. He turns on the light. You have to leave. You can't do something that you couldn't have done before. You couldn't read before, right? You know, then you can't read, right? So even if he did it on his own. So if you hit him, why if you hit him, is it better than he does on his own?
Are you mechuyev to trip? Like you see, like...
No.
I mean it seriously.
You're not mechuyev to close your eyes. That's what you're saying. You're not mechuyev to close your eyes. You can't do something that they won't do. Okay.
The question I'm asking though is, now it's mother, is it...
Shvus to shvus b'mokke mitzvah's mutter. Okay, there's no need to hint. I thought I was clear the first time. Now, this that the Ramah says, by saying, if it's manazeh, we can make on the guy with the music, right? Because it's manazeh, we make all. Now, l'chayr is shikopel. Because the Ramah sounds like he's telling you, was saying that when you're allowed to tell the guy to fix the instrument, because his man is that we're not bugging Bekleshia. Right? Now, Hare, we mentioned the Mishavur before. Right? You know, he said, since it's only also Zagzeira, and Maisa, we're not bugging, Zameila, we'll be making by Miral and Achri. L'chaira, here it's Meila Nochri on the right, so right. Okay. No, I'm sorry. It's too much. No, I'm sorry. The head to be menagin that he says you make it because it's only gezera and we're not mekiyin. But the chayit shekhu shver because the Mishmur said earlier that this that we're makel. He's a Taisvis Megal, Ramah's Megal, but that's Taisvis. He's only Megal on clapping because we said we're not bucking, we explained, right? You're not going to make a new clip. But the actual playing instrument, that there's no heter of any bucking, we said, because people do fix it. The Shukopela, and the Mishburov and the Ramah, that's Mekel. Now, what about snapping your fingers? Snapping your fingers. My last snap your fingers in Shabbos. So, one of the things that the Chabad talks about is, the Rambam, is snapping your fingers. So, Dr. Musadashan, is make a snap your finger. It means they're right for the Gemara and Yuma. Gemara says when the Kohen Gadol would be falling asleep, so Pirchei Kuna would be makin lefana be'etzva tzreida. That's it. That's snapping your fingers. So Meila, that's what Rebbe says. In fact, the Beis Yosef, what do you mean? Maisa, the Rambam says, it's aser. Right? So, you know, you snap your fingers. Tabit. So Meila, what's that? What's the Tribulation saying that based on the Gemara and in Yuma, you're allowed to? The Rambam's affair is not like that. So Zok Mishapura. There's a difference. It's only also if you do it Kederach Mishayrin Mikradin. You're snapping in as a tapit. But we do it to wake someone up. He says, Magram says, Mutter. But he says, though, according to Taizah Shabbos, when he learns up Rashi, it's a problem. So what does he says? Ad Kan Devar. What does he mean? If you look at Pirmi Gadam, Pirmi Gadam explains that because the Taizah Shabbos has also the Torah over there. The Taizah Shabbos says that in the Dagan Rambam, see, I always thought Stam is two ways to do it. But Maisa, some people snap with their forefinger and index finger, okay, and some snap with the middle finger. What's that one called? How do you snap? That one, third finger. And I thought it was Charlie, the first or the second one. Rashi has it. Let's not have a snapping contest now, okay? Please. Rashi, I think, does it with the first finger, and the Rambam has the second finger. So he says, why is Rashi doing it that way? I was the one who knew the Rashi was. Rashi snapped with the first finger. I think some people do. But anyway, it's how they snap. So Zabtar Shabbat, no. Because the Pshat is Rashi wanted it to be Klan Chayat. Because the only head there is Klan Chayat. But that's why he did it with the wrong finger. You know, if you use it with the middle finger, it just doesn't go. Anyway. But Akapadim, if you're usually using middle finger, the other one doesn't go. Fine. So, anyway, Akapadim, so that's what he wanted to say. Melel, Firashi, Tzolim Mutter, Klachayad, and therefore, he says it should be awesome. However, though, if you look at there's a Biurim on the Shabbos over there, and he wants to say, the kids are quite shrek, because in Shilam Ches it says that to bang on the door, right, is mutter, except not using the knocker. But to bang on the door is mutter. So if you're allowed to bang on the door, that's so much to hear you, so why aren't you allowed to snap to wake the guy up? Hell am I one, I Rashi. Rashi says, Dafka. Shleike Derech, but Rashi is talking about it. He's dying in Rashi somewhere else, but they used to do it Derech Mashayr. In other words, Rashi is talking about when you're doing it to a beat. You wake the guy up to a beat. That's by Kohen Gadol, you're doing it to a beat. But, therefore it has to be Shleike Derech. If you're not doing it to a beat, you're just clapping to wake the guy up, then he wants to say, even if you're Rashi, you'll be good.